it is important to mention that there is no one method that is obligatory upon the court for application. Every situation is determined by particular factors which come before the court. So each dispute, like the dispute between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, would be determined on its merits based on a number of factors. These factors would include coastal geography, it would include geology, it would include geomorphology, it would include historic practices of the state, it would include the geographical configuration of the relevant coastline. All of these things will be taken into consideration. But having said that, it is important to mention that if you look at the very recent decision, the courts have leaned more favorably towards the drawing of a provisional equidistant line than looking at special circumstances and, if the need be, adjusting that equidistant line in order to attain an equitable result. And I underline an equitable result.
Depending on the outcome of the ruling, what would it mean for any of the two parties, that is Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire?
It would mean a lot, because remember that before our recent history, we have not discovered oil and gas in these areas. And therefore, the area in dispute right now, it becomes so important because of the rich mineral resources in this area.
Outgoing chairman of the legal committee of the International Maritime Organization and managing consultant of Shipman Consult, Dr. Kofimbia, talking to Bubu.